Hi, I'm Dave Summers, and welcome to AMA's Edgewise, where you will hear fresh insights from recognized thought leaders across a wide range of subject matter. AMA's Edgewise is brought to you by the American Management Association. The training team at Zappos.com is serious about the importance of customer service. Well, exactly how serious? All new Zappos employees are offered $1,000 to quit during their new hire training program, no strings attached. The offer is designed to weed out employees who are anything less than 100% committed to Zappos customer service culture. It must work. A Google search on the term Zappos customer service turns up thousands of comments from enthusiastic customers praising Zappos. How does Zappos do it? Well, to find out, we're speaking today with Rachel Brown, Zappos training manager. Rachel, welcome to Edgewise.
Thanks for having me.
So tell me a little bit more about that $1,000 to quit offer. Why pay new employees to quit instead of just letting them leave of their own accord?
There's a lot of reasons why we do it. One of the biggest reasons is we really don't want anyone to be stuck at Zappos. We really want people to kind of make a decision and really commit right off the bat and during our training program. So we do the offer really to look for engaged employees, that people who really want to be here. And when we do it, it's not just, hey, here's $1,000, take it to quit. We really talk about their experience. Now that they've been at Zappos for a little while, they understand our culture, they understand what we're about, and that we're a service company, and that this is really what they want to be a part of. They really have to make a decision that I'm not going to take the $1,000 because I really want to be here. And the other point is we don't want anyone stuck here. We definitely understand that people have bills to pay. They probably have job offers other than Zappos, and they turn those down to come here. And if it's not the right fit for them, we still want to find out why they decided to come here and why it wasn't the right fit. So it helps us also really narrow down what type of employee we're looking for.
It makes the selection that much clearer and focuses it for everybody over a shorter period of time.
Absolutely. We really want that right off the bat, because normally it takes a little while for people to find out if it's the right fit, but we do a good job of really immersing them in our culture, talking about our core values, having them meet other employees and see if this is the right place for them.
Well, that leads into my next question here, which really has to do with the initial interviewing and hiring process. What does Zappos do at that stage to make sure that you're recruiting the right people?
That's been actually a great learning process for us. Over the past few years, we've really defined it. We've added so many different things to find the right people. So whoever does come in here, we feel like they're a great fit and are really going to flourish at Zappos. So what we do is we do, obviously, a little navigation test. We're an online e-tailer, so we want to make sure they can navigate the web. We do a typing test, but we also do a core value interview to find out a little bit more about what this person really wants out of a job. That takes a few weeks just to even get through all that process. And after that, pretty much everyone who comes in the class, we really feel like is a great fit.
What has the employee feedback about this offer been like? What are the employees who chose to stay expressing to you about that offer? Has it really convinced them of how serious Zappos is about customer service?
Absolutely. When we do the offer, we tell them this is the reason. We're a service company, and this is what it means to be part of a service company. The feedback is great. The people that do take it are so thankful that we understand that this just isn't the right place for them. They're really looking for all of the answers. They want to know exactly how to handle every scenario. I mean, it's very difficult sometimes for people to make those judgments. In every other job, they're used to, here's your script, here's exactly what we want from you, and then they know they're doing a good job. From us, we're looking for a little bit more. We want them to make those own decisions and to feel confident and comfortable with that. But the employees that don't take it are very committed. They go home and they come back with these great stories about how they told their family about this crazy offer that Zappos asked them to quit today, and they come back with a sense of commitment. Definitely, there's no way I would take that offer because I tried so hard. I definitely want to be a part of this company. It's great that you offer that, but there's no way I would ever take it.
Yeah, the buzz on this has been pretty incredible. The New York Times business section, not to mention a couple of others, have just found this really novel. A lot of people are paying attention to it.
That's interesting for us. Great word of mouth, because we really do care so much about our employees and about our culture. So that's nice to spread that word. The interesting thing is we definitely have been getting more applications, which is also great for us. But we have this awesome process in place to still find the right people. And if things do change from the offer, one of our core values is drive and embrace change. We change everything every class anyway. Actually, the last class we did bump it up to 15. We're definitely willing to take chances and shake things up and see how it comes out.
But again, you leave people happy. Even the people who walk away and the people who stay, it's a test of their commitment and they're feeling good about it. And more than likely, the number of potential candidates is growing because of it.
Yes. And that's awesome. We've always known how committed we are to employees, but now a lot more people know that. And it's very enticing to be part of a company that does care so much about what we stand for and what employees we choose to work here.
Now, as I understand it, Zappos CEO Tony Hsieh was actively involved in creating this $1,000 to quit offer. It's pretty unusual for a CEO to get involved with a company's training program at that level. Can you tell me a little bit more about how important it is to have such strong support from Zappos senior management?
I guess it's different for other companies. He's always been really involved, and everyone's really involved. I think we have such a great open-door policy here. This was just an idea, and this was kind of over drinks one night. We hang out with each other outside of work, as we were just talking a little bit about Zappos. So this kind of just came up. It was right around the time when we started having every employee come into the training class, no matter what department they were going to. It was an idea just to throw out there and try. He's always been actively involved, and actually most of the senior management has, in the new hire program. And I think that's a really smart move. If you think about it, every new employee who's coming in is going to help shape and nurture our culture. I think every CEO should be very involved in the training process and what goes on in that process and how we're molding these people into great fits for our company.
Rachel, what are some of the things you do to train employees in Zappos' customer service culture?
In almost everything we do, it's always an open discussion. There's definitely policies in line. There's definitely things that you have to follow. But our goal always, and we introduce them and we always talk about real stories, there's always a different way to interpret them. We're always asking everyone to look for what is the customer's real need and is there something else we can do for them. If a customer's calling in and we don't have a shoe, what is their need? They really want that shoe. So great, find it for them. It doesn't have to be at Zappos. It could be anywhere. And we're not looking for short term. We're looking for long term. We're looking for establishing relationships with customers.
Right. And a core part of what you were saying before is this idea of reflection is an essential part of continuous improvement.
Absolutely.
Now, Zappos has experienced some pretty heady growth so far, from $70 million to $1 billion in sales in just 5 years. Growing that quickly must be a challenge from a training standpoint for you. What will Zappos do in the future to keep its reputation for customer service excellence?
I think we'll be doing just what we've been doing now. I mean, we have an awesome team here. We've changed even over the course of the past 2 years from a one-week training program. In 2008, we just started a four-week training program. We really do change with what's going on. We're very active and seeking feedback and finding out what we can do to improve and to make sure that that's always our stamp in our training.
Rachel, could you spend a little more time talking to us about the importance of empowering your representatives to handle customer service issues on their own?
Absolutely. Anyone who is answering the phone has the same empowerment as their lead or their manager. They have the same tools. And I think that's the coolest thing. I mean, we're looking at the customer standpoint. Who wants to be transferred to take care of an issue and rehash their issue? And this happens over and over when you call, like, the phone company. They can't take care of your credit. You get transferred to a manager, and it just keeps escalating. Who wants that situation? So we look at it, everything I can do as a manager, you can do after your first week on the phones. You have the same tools, and we're really looking for you to make the right judgment. Our part in the training department is to really have them look at the gray areas, to really be creative, to think outside the box, and to also explain to them, looking at what's best for the customer and also what's best for Zappos in the situation. It's been great because employees definitely feel empowered to do anything for the customers.
Empowerment is a pretty loaded term. And the challenge with empowerment, you framed it up earlier, is this idea of common tool sets, common frameworks for delivering customer service. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Empowering employees is really all about taking ownership. I think every employee that comes in here is so proud to be part of Zappos, and they're helping us grow, and they should be empowered to make their own decisions. So it's not, oh, well, the company's doing this, the company's making this policy. It's, I'm doing this, I'm making this decision, and it makes employees extremely engaged as well.
So the common tool sets and the constraints are there, but it's almost like jazz music. Within this context, within this tool set, within this environment, just riff, come up with your own way of handling the solution, but you're doing it within the context of being a Zappos customer service rep. Within that context, you're giving them an awful lot of freedom.
Yeah.
So our guest on today's program was Rachel Brown, Zappos training manager. Rachel, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
It's time for You've Been Spotted, where we interview random people who are attending a workshop or seminar at one of our 5 executive conference centers. For more information on our executive conference centers and seminars, please visit our website, www.amanet.org. And now here's Kevin Lee.
Today I'm talking to participants of AMA's best-selling seminar, Train the Trainer.
My teaching topic today was how to enjoy a glass of red wine. And it was pretty interesting because it was an opportunity for me to talk about the do's and don'ts and to talk about what we should do to enhance the experience. So I provided wine glasses with pseudo wine. I actually use cranberry juice. I am the manager of training and development in the financial industry. One of the things that I really wanted to get out of it was really just understanding the audience, understanding how to connect with the audience. Actually, the last 2.5 days has been amazing. I've learned a lot of little tips, things that I were not aware of, and things to really get me to see it from the audience perspective. Most trainers that are pretty new to the training environment usually will talk directly to the class and, for the most part, lecture and have more to say than the participants. What I've learned very differently is to have the participants talk and to have them get more involved and to have them really show a higher level of activity than the person who's actually lecturing.
I handle all the training needs for the IS department at US Cellular. I conduct training, I create training, I manage the training, I send people out to training, I bring in-house training in, so I do a variety of things that are related to training.
Sounds like you have a pretty extensive training background. What made you want to take this class?
I don't have any formal training. I was kind of thrown into the role, which I do really enjoy, but I wanted some more formalized training to do it. Involving more of the audience in the training itself, I think, was something that I don't do as much and that needs to be done to keep their participation. We just did an activity where you were filmed, and the feedback that I did get from other people that do conduct training, I think, is very helpful. Because necessarily when you're in a training class, you're not going to get that feedback from the participants. So it's great to have it from other people that do training as well.
I'm a maintenance instructor, which means I'm in the maintenance department, which are the personnel staff that maintain the buses and keeps the fleet rolling. I have a responsibility to make sure they're properly trained on my assignments. My formal training experience is limited. I've had 1 or 2 classes, maybe a total of 8 hours, about 30 years ago. And I've had various training positions, about 7 or 8 years total training. And this is my first formal class in many years. I was comfortable in my preparation on my topic, which was how to polish shoes. It was something I had a little bit of experience in. But I did miss out on a golden opportunity because Jill, the trainer for this seminar, even said it, that I handed out nice presentation material, but I used it in a trainer-related thing where I could have gave the handout out what she thought I was going to do and then go right into applying the handout onto an individual basis. That was almost like I consider shock therapy because I see the opportunity missed, and it's probably the highlight that I won't forget it. If I restructure my classes and get more hands-on, get more involvement, I'm going to have classes that move smoother.
It would be great to get some feedback, so please drop us an email note at podcast@amanet.org or call us at 800-697-3406. That's 800-697-3406. Your email or phone message might be heard on a future episode. Thanks for taking us along. I'm Dave Summers, and you've been listening to AMA's Edgewise.